Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So there's been a lot of talk about this, and I don't really understand why. Because no matter what anybody tell me that it's bad for me to shower every day or twice a day, whatever it would be, and I might nod in agreement, but it's still not going to be something I actually adhere to and also applying deodorant. And I've always found it confusing because the deodorant I use, which is Dove, says 48-hour protection, apply twice a day. So I've never really understood that, how that works. But anyway, we wanted to ask an expert on it. Is it bad for you to shower too often, to use deodorant too often? What are the experts saying in terms of our skin? Joining us to cut through the myths and as well as the marketing, cut through all of that, is Dr. Ishrat Mohammed Isaac. He is a dermatologist, and hopefully he'll help us understand what our skin actually needs. Dr. Isaac, a very good morning. Thank you for being with us. Hope you are well. Let's start with a big question. Is daily showering necessary for most people?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. So daily showering would be the absolute ideal in most patients, or in most people for that matter. I think from a daily showering point of view, there are many benefits in terms of keeping the overall bacterial load on your body down, because remember something, that we have a whole lot of commensals in order for skin to function properly.
Right. Sorry, we missed it. I think the line is, for some reason, is coming in and out. So let's just try that again. Sorry, if you could just repeat that for me.
I was saying that if you look at a daily shower or a daily bath, is something that would be ideal in most cases for most people, because we have a whole lot of bacteria that actually live on our skin. Some of them are good, some of them... Mm-hmm. That relationship between the two that helps our skin to actually function properly. So there's a lot of talk in the cosmetic market at the moment regarding the microbiome, and keeping that intact is certainly important, and the balance between good and bad bacteria.
It is actually ideal to shower on a daily basis, because on our skin we have good bacteria and bad bacteria, and it is the relationship between those two groups that result or assist in our skin actually functioning properly on a daily basis. And there's lots of talk in the market these days regarding cosmetics and the skin microbiome. So a once a day shower or a once a day bath is extremely important to keep, obviously, dirt, environmental factors that actually settle onto our skin, to get that off. So more or less once a day for most people would be adequate. However, there are certain conditions and situations whereby you would encourage the patient to bath less frequently or shower less frequently. For example, those who've got an eczema prone type of skin. And the reason being is, the more we bath or shower with a rubbing motion on our skin, we actually end up taking off the outermost layer of our skin, which is the dead layer of the skin. And that's the layer of the epidermis that results in what you would call household dust. Mm. So that layer basically comes off. And the more you wash or the more you scrub, you remove that layer, making it easier for your skin to then lose water through the skin. So something called transepidermal water loss is then exacerbated and exaggerated, and that results in a drier skin. So the more you bath or shower, the more likely you are to get a drier skin. And you would also compound that problem if you were to be bathing or showering with items that tend to make a lot of foam, lather, or bubbles. So usually SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, is the additive that goes into majority of cosmetic and bath products that results in the foaming action. And we've been kind of given the impression that if it doesn't foam, it's not going to clean. In fact, you could sufficiently clean your body without using any additive apart from just clean water. So the additives that we have in some of our bath products can be problematic. However, some of the better companies are actually including ingredients in their daily shower gels and cleansers that helps to restore the skin's overall barrier function. So products like that will certainly be advantageous, and not necessarily containing things like fragrances, colorants, and other allergens as well.
So in terms, and if somebody does want to therefore bath or shower more often, what would you recommend in terms of assisting the skin with moisture?
So as far as possible, what you should be doing is bath or shower, and perhaps it's usually the kids that are culprits for this, is that if you want to bath several times a day, and I'm going to say several as in two or three times a day, you would want to keep your baths firstly as short as possible with as lukewarm water as possible, and get in, do your thing, and get out as quickly as possible. And the reason being is that the longer you are in there, the more you are likely to dehydrate the skin subsequent to coming out of the bath or shower. And most importantly, when you get out of the shower or the bath, is to pat yourself dry, apply your moisturizer as quickly as you can, even if there are a few water droplets still on your skin and your skin hasn't been completely dry, especially during winter months. You'd want to pat your skin dry and then have that water then mix with your moisturizer, which will then bind that water. And as that moisturizer enters into the skin or gets absorbed into the skin, it carries the water into the skin with it and hydrates the skin.
Very, very interesting. We are going to leave it there just because we did, unfortunately, run a little bit late. That was Dr. Irshad Mohammed Isaac, who is a dermatologist, talking to us about this notion of how often you need to or should be showering or bathing.